Im Isurim boyin ala Adam, yamoid bohem v'yekablem. The Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras Aloshin Shara Tavuna Peri Ches, here in Shin 178, tells us that if Yisurin come to a person, what does Yisurin mean? It means suffering. What does suffering mean? Suffering can be in the form of a physical act of a suffering. It can be minute level of physical suffering to, unfortunately, Elena, God forbid, very serious level of physical suffering. Stubbing one's toe, that alone is called suffering. The Gemara in Erechin tells us you put your hand in your pocket to take out a coin, and you take out the wrong coin. That's your sword. Of course, there's much serious level of Yisurin. And then there's also emotional suffering. And then there's stress. I once was giving this person a bracha. Hey, he did something. It's a friend. I gave him a bracha. He says to me, can you give me a bracha for menuchas hanefesh? Tranquility of the mind. Something to daven for. Something to appreciate. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if a person is having any type of suffering, kablim, accept it lovingly from Hashem. And when the person accepts it lovingly from Hashem, lama shein soif lematan scharon, there is no end to the reward. This is the person's nisayin right here, right now. Avraham Avinu had an assignment to take his son Yitzchak and shecht him. He thought he was supposed to slaughter or kill his own son. It's not just any son. This is his son that he was yearning for, waiting for, davening for decades. And finally he has him. He's 37 years old. And he believes, he thinks that this will be the father of the next generation of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem says, bring him up to that mountain. 3 days' time. And the Mefarshim explain, what's 3 days' time? Why didn't Hashem do it right away? Because he had 3 days to contemplate and to think it over. Am I really going through this? He had that opportunity to ask himself and question this, but he didn't question one iota, one thing. Hashem said to do it, and that was his nisayon, along with all the other nisayonists that we know he went through. When the person accepts the nisayon from Hashem, which means the suffering, and we should view sometimes the suffering, the kaparis, as like taking some medicine that might not taste good. Or sometimes a person has to have a small procedure or something that might have a little discomfort. And sometimes it's more than a little discomfort. Right? And the person donates blood or has to take a blood test. They say, okay, it can be a little pinch now. But you know you're doing it because you have to do it. So you're gonna deal with that little pinch. Sometimes it's more than a little pinch. We should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as we've been discussing, we've said this in the past, Hashem is our doctor who knows, a spiritual doctor, who knows exactly what we need for our neshama to be healed, to get what we need. Imagine a person comes back from a doctor. And he has a bandage on his arm. He has a cast maybe on his arm. Or he has a splint on his finger. And you say, how you doing? He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm doing so much better now. My finger was killing me. My arm was hurting me so much. And the doctor said it. It was. I twisted it. I slipped. I this and that. So you say, you know, you look at me like, are you sure you're okay now? Well, I mean, it needed 6 months, 8 weeks, whatever it might be. Not 6 months, 6 weeks in the cast. So that's not comfortable. But he knows he's on the healing process. He's on the direction to be able to move his arm again. Imagine a person is able to have a situation, an outlook, that if he had Yisur upon himself, something happened to him, physically, mentally, loyaleinu, nothing should happen to us. But if it does, he realizes, wow, Hashem, thank you. It hurts. But I appreciate, I know you know what you're doing. The same way he came back from the doctor, at least he knows what to deal with now. Hashem is our doctor. Shein soif lematan scharan. There is no end to the reward when the person accepts this loving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says, and David HaMelech is the one who uttered these words, Doim LaHashem V'Yischoy L'Eloi. Keep quiet in front of Hashem. In front of Hashem means the way Hashem deals with us and Hashem's actions. V'Yischoy L'Eloi, you know what that means? And play music to Him. Play music to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praise Hashem. Tzapi l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Put your hope in Hashem. Im hevi alecha yesurim. Al tid mivayid bohem. If Hashem brought yesurim upon a person, don't rebel against Hashem by not accepting them. Ela had mikablon kechalilin. But rather accept them like drums, like chalilim, some say, flutes, like sweet musical notes. This is all a quote the Chafetz Chaim brings from the Medrash Tanchuma. Usvilos ha'elboin hu bechlal yisurin, and a person tolerates insults is included in the yisurin, as we've been mentioning, the suffering. That we discussed earlier, that a person does out of love and joy in the suffering. Revoisai, this is a very difficult task. A very challenging nisoyim. But let me tell you something. If Hashem sends it your way, no one thing that you're able to pass this test. And even if you fail it once, twice, or numerous times, know that in the future you have the chance, the ability to pass it. And the reason is, in conclusion, because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba Bitrunim B'Yosef, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Hashem does not give us a test we can't pass. And we have to think about the lessons we've learned here and previously here in this parak. Toiv Hashem lakol, we say in Ashri every single day, three times a day. Hashem is good to all. So what that means is, if Rachman Litzlon, we are having Yisurim, or something happens to us once in a while, who knows when, what? We have to remind ourselves, Hashem knows exactly what we need, even if we don't understand it. We should be Zoyche to pass this Nisyonis with flying colors. And if we fall and stumble, and we don't accept it, right away, the first time, on the level we possibly can, and we ask Hashem the next time around, we should be zeich to pass this nisayon.